La 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 la.
Hello friends, the tents on duty today are Kiryat Shmona, Netanya, Eilat, and Brazil. And we will give the right of speech to Brazil.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends.
The importance of this Congress is make the unity reveals the love and be together with friends and always make the connection with friends and in search to reveal the light of the creator and make the Kavanah that Enod Milvador reveals that Enod Milvador.
Grandes amigos do CLI Mundial.
Great friends from the world CLI.
Nós temos que acender os nossos corações.
We have to elevate our hearts so that in this Congress of the desert,
onde nós vamos acender essa grande chama de amor,
where we will raise the great fire of love and bring a great correction, not only for our world CLI, but for the whole of humanity. Because we, Bnei Baruch, we are the connection between humanity and the Creator. We always remember that the Creator is perfect, and everything that is happening in the world, everything that happens, He is controlling all of it. For that reason, we only need to connect more and more and hold our intentions with love and connection and peace. And that way we will bring correction to the whole of humanity. Dear friends, I'm passing the right of speech to Netanya.
דמות של השגחה מטרתית מבלי לקחת כלל בחשבון.
Thus, it is evident that his guidance over the reality that he has created is in the form of purposeful guidance, without taking into consideration the order of the phases of development, for they deceive us and prevent us from understanding their purpose, being always opposite to their final stage, or final shape, rather. It is about such matters that we say, there is none so wise as the experienced. Only one who is experienced has the opportunity to examine creation in all its phases of development, all the way through completion, and can calm things down so as to not fear those spoilt images that creation undergoes in the phases of its development, but to believe in its fine and pure end, from Baal Sulam, the essence of religion and its purpose. Again, Thus it is evident that his guidance over the reality that he has created is in the form of purposeful guidance, without taking into consideration the order of the phases of development. For they deceive us and prevent us from understanding their purpose, being always opposite to their final shape. It is about such matters that we say, there is none so wise as the experienced. Only one who is experienced has the opportunity to examine creation in all its phases of development, all the way through to its completion, and can calm things down so as to not fear those spoilt images that that creation undergoes in the phases of its development, but believe in its fine and pure end. Again, from Baal Sulam, the essence of religion and its purpose. Now we'll have a workshop. The Eilat group, please.
Sadna.
Workshop. How can we right now see the end and in the end of its development? Again, how can we right now see the end at the end of its development?
We
are already in the corrected state, in which the Creator has already brought all of creation to the end of correction. Although it may not be apparent to us at the moment because we don't have the right glasses on, but it's certain that by the end of this lesson, this situation is going to change. And we will begin to see the friends in a completely different way.
Our role is to give confidence to the friends, to support them in their efforts, so that each one has come here in order to see that exactly on the friends, and through them to be in contact with the Creator, to ask for them to bestow to them.
That exactly is the greatness of the Creator. We see that outside of us everything is perfect, and the Ten is the first thing we need to see as perfect. And to strengthen this perception, because sometimes, well, not sometimes, every time, it vanishes from us, and we have to help the friends to return to the correct perception.
Yes, by constantly aspiring towards this state, acting it out between us, showing each other examples, wanting to live on this cloud, to always act the more perfect state. The next state gives the light an opportunity to truly influence us.
Also, it is constantly revealed to us every time how perfect the perfect state can be, meaning the extent to which I can imagine a perfect state, well, that's completely different than what I'd be able to imagine in a week's time. In a week's time, it'll be more advanced perfect state. And this causes us to be in a constant prayer, always between what we have and what we want. There is always this gap.
Yes, it's interesting that the end of correction is a state of constant change. It's not a fixed state. Rather, it is an ever-growing deficiency. It's not quite clear what this end of correction perfect state is. It's actually a perfect state of work in bestowal and ever-growing connection.
Any such technique for being able to see the Ten at the end of its development right now, we need to pray and to hope to advance one step further, to see that it's at the end of its final state, the end of its completion. Right. Let's hope for it. One step at least.
Mm-hmm.
כן, ובכל זאת,
yes, nevertheless, we would like to demand that, like little children, even though it may not seem this way right now, but we want to reach it here and now. There's no reason to postpone it, but rather, all in all, it is a change in what we see. So we have to demand that the Creator will change my form of vision, my angle of vision.
Question for a silent workshop. We all pray to the Creator to help us be purposeful and goal-oriented during the lesson. Again, we all of us pray to the Creator to help us be purposeful and goal-oriented during the lesson.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. ואמונתך Yeah.